Hello, it is Mike Matthews, the host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth by a guy named Mike in the land of Ameritopica, here at the last place on Earth, Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley. It is Mike's Daily Podcast, episode 3118. I have never played pickleball, but pickleball courts are popping up in local parks, gyms, sports clubs. They're conquering America. And next, the world. There is actually an enormous pickleball court there. Well, there was this huge room that is over there. It was actually a factory. It was part of the Rosie the Riveter factory complex there. Well, there are many factories and such in the Richmond area, Richmond Harbor. And oh my God, the Port of Richmond. There is this amazing huge room that was revitalized a few years back. It used to be for a while after the war, it was turned into an auto manufacturer and has all this space. They do concerts there. They do big conventions. They do fairs, like indoor fairs. But now they got all these pickleball courts, and it's amazing. They got like a little restaurant in there and pickleballs, and there's all this glass, this like factory glass from way back when, and it's right on the water too. Did I forget that part? So you're looking out the windows and you're watching sailboats go by. Sadly, this is not part of the podcast picture. I should make that a podcast picture at some point, which I will post at mikesdailypodcast.com. But pickleball is happening there, and it's happening all over. Probably it's happening somewhere very close to you right now. A tennis, badminton, ping pong hybrid is the best way to describe it. I know a guy in his mid-70s. He loves it. He plays it every morning, and he lives in Arizona. So he's got to play it in the morning. It gets way too hot by anything other than morning. It's a smaller scale racket game with a distinctive plastic pickle ball. I could sure eat me some pickles right now. I love pickles. The number of outdoor public park pickleball courts, yes, what I just said flawlessly, would take the average person 18 times to try and say that sentence that I just started, has rocketed 650% over the past 7 years. Now, there are more than 3,000 pickleball courts across America. There are close to 20 million pickleball players nationwide. They were actually that many last year, but that's a 46% increase from the year before. And check this out. So 2021, I guess this might have been the year it really started. It is not that old, or people didn't become that. It became huge sometime after 2021, because from 2021 to the present, there has been a 311% increase. Yeah. Wow. 2021 seems to be when I guess it started to get played a little bit more. But it actually was invented back in 1965. Invented by three dads from Washington State. The game is accessibility. So that's why people like it. Easy accessibility. It has quick rallies, so it gets exciting fast. There's versatility and lower physical exertion. Thus, my mid-70s friend guy doing it good and enjoying it. The paddle game has also been sweeping across countries like Japan, India, China, South Korea, and it's even getting big in Canada and the UK. I would like to really quickly just mention, on Monday night, we heard the sad news that John MacArthur passed away. Who is John MacArthur? Some of you don't know. Well, if you've ever listened to any radio that involved pastors preaching the Word of God, you would probably have heard John MacArthur. John is always going to be remembered as someone who really pioneered the Christian talk radio format. He had a program on, and it still will continue to be on the air, called Grace to You. And I am always impressed by anyone who knows the Bible inside and out. so much so that he had a college. I knew someone that went to the college, a woman that had gone there when she was younger, and actually she had some problems there. I don't remember specifically what they were, but she went to the college mainly because her father is a pastor. So he nudged her along to go to the college, and then she didn't really fit in, I guess. But it is very much fascinating to me how people know Bible, like they can just recite a Bible verse just like that without any moment's hesitation, and they can apply it to whatever topic you're talking about. And John MacArthur certainly could do that. He wrote many, 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 many books about the Bible, about God, about Jesus and salvation and grace, and thus the name Grace to You, and all of these concepts to some of you who are not at all Christians or interested in anything related to Christianity or any kind of dogma would probably go, eh. But he was very well known. I actually was at a event that he was at. I didn't get to talk to him, but I was in charge of basically promoting a Christian talk radio station that was there and was promoting it. And I remember a guy walking up to me who did not like John MacArthur, and he starts talking about all this theological stuff. I had no idea what he was saying, and I said, uh-huh, okay, thanks. But there you go. If you didn't know, there is someone that had pretty well-known. I mean, to say that he is really well-known is an understatement, because there are some people that have bought all of his books, have listened to just about all of his shows. He's been on, though, for decades and decades, so it'd be pretty impossible to do that. Is it impossible to listen to all of Mike's daily podcasts? Possibly. We're up to 3,118, but you're listening to this one now, so that's all that matters. And all that matters is that I'm opening the door for you and letting you into Cafe Anyway. Here we go. Woo! Oh, and I forgot to mention what the podcast picture is, and I'm going to forget to tell you what it is later in the podcast, I'm thinking. But hey, it is of myself and Rocky the Cat. We were hanging out this past weekend, and he was when a cat is asleep anywhere near you, oh, he's meowing now, I hear him. You are in, it's utter bliss. It's this like little warm pocket of like a cloud, like a fuzzy cloud. And here he is. And he's not going to say, he never talks into the microphone. I have his face right by the microphone. Talk, cat, talk. No, he's just going to sit on my lap. Okay. But here we go. Cafe. Anyway, welcome to.
It's Mike's Daddy Podcast.
Welcome to Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Mike Matthews here, and I am
Mike's Daily Podcast
in Podcastro Valley, and I'm singing this song to you. Gonna sing it and tell you the thing to the number of shows we've done. 3,118. That's a lot for you to listen to. It's kind of mean. All the podcasts you got to listen to if you want to be up to speed.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
With the show called Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley. And I know that
Mike's
flying
daily
seems a bit
podcast,
let's say,
yeah,
scary for some of us that are more homebound these days. That just go to work, go home, go to work, go home. Maybe go visit some. There's lots to see in the Bay Area, so I'm never bored. But there are people that live outside of California, or even in the other parts of California, that I would not want to drive to and spend days driving to. I'd like to fly and see them. So it is a thing where at some point you got to put your foot down and go, I got to get a real ID. What I would really like to do is get a passport, but my lovely lady friend, she needed to fly to Texas. So she just recently got there, and she didn't think she was going to get that real ID in time, but it came actually a week earlier than she thought. So that did not turn out to be the fiasco she thought it would be. But air travel could be facing some stiff headwinds as it enters the typically busy summer season in the last 90 days. or if we go even further back in time, possibly since the past, let's just say 120 days, fewer passengers traveled through the U.S. airports than the year before. LAX and SFO, San Francisco Airport, have seen about...
And here's today's podcast picture.
A 10% decrease, yes, a 10% decrease in passengers compared to pre-pandemic levels. Over there in Santa Rosa, which is north of the Bay Area, nice little town. Santa Rosa's Charles M. Schulz, yes, the guy who wrote Charlie Brown, drew Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Peanuts. The Santa Rosa's Charles M. Schulz Airport experienced a 60% increase in passengers. 60%, way over half, since 2019. But the late great Basil the Boxer and I actually went to Santa Rosa. That's right. We stopped over there at the Russian River Brewing Company. And they do not let you bring your dog in. Or they didn't back then. I don't know if they changed their mind since then. So I had to tie him up on a light post and then go in and get the beer and then stand. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm over there. They got this little outdoor seating area. But he was across the sidewalk. It was terrible. Never go back to that place. Some people really love that. Pliny the Elder or Pliny the Younger or whatever. Wow. That's right.
The word of God.
Yeah, Basil was not impressed. He had a couple things to say. But Bank of America reported a 2.5% decrease in spending on lodging and tourism-related services compared to the previous year. Almost 3%. It's a teeny-weeny amount, but still. Americans of all income levels also cut their spending on lodging and airfare from the previous year. But on the flip side, you can catch some good deals. Plane tickets and hotel rooms are cheaper than usual. That was the case at least a month ago. Average airfares have decreased, with fares at $366, down about 40% from the same flights a year ago that were at $612, so dropping from $612 to $366. I'll buy that for a dollar. I mean, I'll take that. Well, let's see. Superman did really well in the theaters last weekend, I heard. Apparently, I don't know what the exact numbers are. But about a month ago, it was all about dragons, and the How to Train Your Dragon roared in almost $200 million globally. Although globally, they don't go to movies paying dollars. Whatever they pay, the equivalent to.
Mike's Matthewsment Park.
Equivalent. It's a Matthewsment Park.
The front panel will close automatically.
Of all kinds of
at all times.
Fascinating words. Borrowing a page from Disney's playbook, Universal finally jumping in. The live action remake of that animated movie, How to Train Your Dragon, opened to a series best of $83.7 million domestically, and then $197 million globally. Families and younger single adults grew up on that animated franchise. I don't know anything about it. I know they got that epic universe, that amusement park that's got rides and it's got characters walking around and the dragons. There's like these animatronic dragons that are eating and blowing fire and stuff all around. Nearly half of those seeing they're Gen Zers, Hachi Machi, between the ages of 13 and 24. They went to see that live action How to Train Your Dragon. It is the first DreamWorks animation, which is now owned by Universal, that they have done. It's the first time they've done a live action rendition. DreamWorks they're the people that did Ants way back when with Woody Allen and Julia Roberts. That was odd. And they, of course, did Shrek. That was the big moneymaker for them and for Mike Myers, one of the highest paid voice actors of all time, which is good because his movies have been awful lately. But he has done, they have done Universal with DreamWorks Animation, a live action rendition. And they got a sequel already dated for not next year, but the following. So not that quick, but It's the same phenomenon that has turned Disney's live-action Lilo and Stitch into a box office blockbuster as well. Lilo has now earned, as of a month ago, rather, $366 million domestically and $492 million overseas for a global total of $860 million. Outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on Earth in the land of Meritopica. You know, there are these just weird fads.
Anyway.
Cafe anyway that happen. And this is one of them. This live action thing. People, they get so used to the animated version, they want to see the live action. And once upon a time, you could just do it all CGI. Now you got to mix it with some actual people and the CGI and go with that. Someday it'll be another thing. And they'll remake everything again for that. Maybe holographic images, something like that. That's out of left field, I know.
Mike's out of left field recording.
Yes, it is. Somewhat out of left field.
Recording everything. Captures actions that will never again be repeated.
Look who is here! Hello, Matthews. It's Jolly and Shoehorn's Gift Shop Supervisor, Mike Matthews. I am working on the next big thing. The next big thing? Yeah, Mike Matthews, I'm going to make something really cool, and it's going to be with animation, and people are going to see it, and they're going to go and say, wow, I've never seen anything like that before. Mike Matthews. All right. Well, I wish you luck, because it seems like it's all been done before, as the Bare Naked Ladies once said. But, well, good luck with that. I'm so cynical. Nothing ever good was created by being cynical. Oh, wait, maybe some stuff had... Maybe there was some stuff that came with the heavy dose of sarcasm that was cynical. That was good stuff. Yeah, okay, we'll go with that. Look who else is here.
Hello, Mike, this is Floyd the Floorman!
And this is John Deere the Engineer. Yes, Mike, it takes a lot of technology and rendering and software to make all those wonderful live-action things that used to be animated. Mm-mm.
Well, and now we return you to our regularly scheduled program with Mike Matthews.
Yeah, that's what it is. I am Mike Matthews. Thank you for listening to the show. You know, once upon a time, there was, you would draw and do animation that way. I have a friend that actually worked with the guy that had done the animation for Don Bluth, the guy who had done the animation for America's Tale and The Land Before Time. I think All Dogs Go to Heaven, The Secret of Nim, all these ones. And that is fun to watch that stuff. But apparently, it's just not done anymore. People don't want to spend all the money. I was going to say the billions, gajillions of dollars, to be more specific, to fund these particular films. So that's why.
Fine article.
That's right.
Article.
I know this has been a fine article. You know what else is interesting? YouTube, they're ending their trending list, their trending now list. They will soon remove their trending page and their trending now list, the trending music videos or whatever. The company says new features like format specific charts are going to better serve viewers. These new charts include weekly top podcast shows, which I'll never be on. That's just how it is. You discovered me because you said, hey, I'm going to go beyond all these top podcasts that they shoved these lists, they shoved down my throat, and I'm going to explore and see if I can find something else. And you did, thank goodness. Also, they're going to have charts that include the trending music videos and trending movie trailers. YouTube feels trends today are more diverse, with many smaller communities and micro trends going on. Instead of a single trend list, YouTube will...
Cutting corners, corner.
They're going to cut corners.
The cutting corners, corner.
They're going to focus on personalized recommendations and new charts to help people find popular content. That, according to the people over there at Podcast Tonight and the Podcast Prone newsletter. Oh, Podcast Pro newsletter. It's fascinating stuff. I love mispronouncing
people that don't pay me anything for me mentioning them.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to the show. Hey, if you want to catch a video of this, you just go to my website, mikesdailypodcast.com, look for the Facebook link and go there, because that's where I do it, the Facebook page. So see that at mikesdailypodcast.com, because I pay for that website, mikesdailypodcast.com. And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, oh, first let me give you the phone number if you want to give me a call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And then I'll wrap it up by saying thank you for listening to the show. With all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening.
Woo! Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye!